This is KUT. Next month, Austin's Brackenridge Hospital will close its doors for good. Patients will be moved to the new Del Seton Medical Center just across East 15th Street. That means the spacious and centrally located Brackenridge campus will be open for new development. But as KUT's Saida Hassan reports, the incoming tenant will have to contend with a unique feature of the property, something buried deep underneath the old hospital.
I first learned about the rumored Brackenridge Boulder through my colleague Ashley Lopez. About 2 weeks ago, she was taking a tour of the Del Seton Medical Center. That's the new teaching hospital opening up at the University of Texas.
And it was like towards the end of the tour, and I was just asking like some last questions I had. And I guess an obvious one that I hadn't asked yet was, you know, what is going to happen to Brackenridge Hospital?
She was told the space would eventually be redeveloped.
And then Del Seton's new president, her name is a woman named Christiane Vasquez. She says, I'm like interested in finding out what's going to happen to that rock.
There is a rock room in Brackenridge. They had to build the hospital around that big boulder.
Hold on, a hospital built around a giant boulder? I had to know more. So I met with Juan Garza from Central Health. That's the Travis County Healthcare District, which owns Brackenridge Hospital and is leasing out the property. Garza confirmed that, yes, there is a giant rock buried beneath one of the hospital buildings.
It's very unusual, but it really does exist.
Garza says builders came across the infamous rock a few decades ago during construction of one of the south towers.
When they began to build out the rest of it, they ran into some pretty tough rocks. They needed to blast it. They had patients in the hospital, so they wound up just leaving the rock there.
Also around the time of construction, I-35 had opened up nearby, so blasting the rock with explosives, probably not the best idea. So the rock remains, housed in the basement of the hospital's clinical education center. But that could soon change with the opening of Del Seton.
It'll be licensed on May 21st. On that day, every single patient that is at Brackenridge Hospital will have to be transported over to a new hospital.
As for the Brackenridge campus, Garza says they're envisioning a high-density, mixed-use development on the site. I asked him whether the boulder had come up in conversations with potential developers, whether it could pose a challenge for redevelopment.
It's not a problem by today's construction standards, so it will not be a problem. It's a topic of conversation, but it will not impede construction.
Learning about this rock got me wondering, are these big, stubborn underground boulders a common feature in the Austin area? For that, I turned to an expert.
I'm Charles Woodruff. I'm a consulting geologist in Austin.
Woodruff had a suspicion that the rock wasn't a boulder at all, that it was actually a large protruding piece of bedrock. Now, if you're like me and you're unfamiliar with the technicalities, a boulder implies that the rock has traveled from elsewhere. Bedrock is a layer in an area's natural geological makeup. But to be sure, Woodruff needed to see the rock in person. We met hospital staff on the Brackenridge campus. Together, we took an elevator down to the basement and walked down a long hallway until we arrived at a pair of double doors with a sign that read, Rock Room, Authorized Personnel Only. Maintenance staff led us through a door at the back of the room. We stepped out onto a small, fenced-off landing and peered out through the dark room. There it was, the Brackenridge Boulder, a towering, jagged rock. It's so huge you can't even see all sides of it from the landing. So it was time for the moment of truth. Was it a boulder or was it bedrock?
I can tell what we have here is basically an outcrop of Austin chalk, and that's what our bedrock is in this area.
Woodruff says that Austin chalk material is native to the region, but it's rare for an outcropping of this size to be preserved during construction. While that may not be as exciting as a giant boulder, Woodruff says structurally speaking, this is good news. The bedrock that makes up much of central Austin provides a solid foundation for construction.
It's what the big buildings are built on. It's what the University of Texas is built on.
Here in the Brackenridge basement, we get a rare glimpse at something that usually lies beneath the surface of cities. The room has become something of an urban legend for hospital staff, says Carl McQuarrie with the Seton family of hospitals. He joined Woodruff and I in the rock room. McQuarrie pointed out some of the messages that hospital staff have scrawled on the wooden railing over the years.
See, this is some of my favorite part. Your mom's a rock.
Though we've officially stripped the rock of its boulder title, McQuarrie says that doesn't change much in terms of its significance.
We're kind of protective of our rock. So rather than calling it a giant outcropping of Austin bedrock chalk, we're just going to keep calling it the Rock.
But Macquarie has accepted the fact that the Rock Room faces an uncertain future. It is sitting on prime real estate, after all.
Of course, with parking being like it is in Austin, I expect that everything will be excavated to the nth degree to make room for whatever building happens to live here. So I expect the Rock may not be in its present form for very much longer.
In the coming weeks, Brackenridge staff will make their final visits to the Rock Room. As for the future of the Rock, potential buyers will just have to roll with it. Saida Hassan, KUT News.